One thing that distinguishes my approach to understanding the American left is seeing the discontinuity. That is, really, the United States is a nation that's 250 years old, approximately, but you only have a strong left in maybe 30 or 40 of those years. So in one sense, the left is a kind of episodic upsurge. It comes only in like crucial moments, like the 30s and 40s and the 1930s and the 1960s. But on the other hand, these lefts, and this is what I'm arguing in the book, do constitute a tradition, and what they do is elaborate the idea of equality and the idea also of what Abraham Lincoln called something is placed there for future use. Namely, we do things at crucial moments of our history and we don't really know why, but they give the nation a direction. They become markers. Lincoln said that about the proclamation of all men are created equal in the Declaration of Independence. They believed in slavery when they wrote that, but it was there for future use to be reinterpreted. And so I'm arguing that the left in America has laid down certain markers of racial equality, social equality, participation in civil society and equal roles and so forth that are there for future use.